Artificial intelligence, along with robots and self-driving cars, have recently been brought back to our attention. Although predicted to make a significant impact on industries and workplaces, even making some occupations obsolete, how would artificial intelligence affect education? How would it change the way we teach and what we teach? If industries are going to change because of rapid technological development, then what we're teaching our students must advance as well. I spoke with Dr. Simon Knight, a lecturer at UTS, who recently co-wrote a piece about the potential of artificial intelligence in education. He wrote about the way AI could be utilized in such a way that would maximize human intelligence and creativity.
Yeah, so in the piece, we were talking about how artificial intelligence might impact on education, that new technologies have already made their way into the classroom. In the form of, you know, mobile devices and things like that. And that there are lots of different ways that they can be used in classroom contexts and lecture theatres. Some of them might involve, you know, the automating of things that already go on. So people always imagine that the dream for teachers is, hey, you can automate my marking, great. But actually, we're not so interested in that. We're more interested in how artificial intelligence and other technologies can help to augment human intelligence. So how do we make use of the fact that people are, you know, creative and intelligent and add technology and data onto that to support them to be even better at it?
Nevertheless, flying cars and robot maids still aren't a reality. So is artificial intelligence legitimate, or is it all a fad?
So it's a little bit of a difficult question to answer, I guess. There's a video going around on Twitter at the moment that you might have seen of a robot that's like totally failing to lift something up and move it. And people are kind of like, oh yeah, the job replacer. I think that elements of it are a fad, and there's certainly some overstatement about the potential right now of some of these technologies. Having said that, you know, we've seen really quite rapid change in the ways that technologies can be used to support education and professions more widely. So there's a mixture of things that might be pretty faddy and some real change, and it's hard to say what the pace of change will be, but certainly change is coming. Yeah.
Technology is certainly developing fast, and according to Simon Knight, this will impact the way we teach students.
So, you know, this is a discussion that people have had before, just around the rise in computing. So lots of countries introduced coding for children, and that was seen as a really important step forward. But the other side of that narrative was this consideration around we should teach children how to engage with computers and code because they're so pervasive in our social world, in civil society, that they need to be able to engage as active citizens as well. And I think the same is true with artificial intelligence and the sort of datification. So it's really important that people do understand how to engage with data in their professional lives and in the world around them. And schools certainly do a great job in some of that space already. But I think it's very likely there will need to be changes to curricula, and that degrees will change to reflect that as well.
Although artificial intelligence can make teaching a lot more effective, Simon highlighted the importance of supporting and training teachers to maximize the potential of it.
There's a different sort of technology, but in the UK, schools all had interactive whiteboards installed. But there was no training on how to use them, and it wasn't well contextualized to teachers what the impact of that could be in their classrooms. So generally, they would just use to present slides, the same way that people had been for years and had been on, you know, laminates before. And I think that that potential is there in use of AI as well. So thinking about how do we work with people to develop the technologies that they want and that they can use, and to bring them along, keep the stakeholders in the loop is really important.
He also challenged teachers to keep their eyes open and to do their research when it comes to utilizing AI to support their teaching.
Think about what you're using the technology to do. So it's really easy to be wowed by new flashy things. And it's really important that when we're using new technologies, we've always got the learning in mind in the case of education. So how is this technology going to help my students or help me to do my job better? And then selecting products that are based on that. And then just being aware of what's out there. I mean, my experience is that lots of educators are really keen to keep abreast of sort of new movements in educational technology, and AI is a part of that.
Artificial intelligence certainly provides exciting possibilities for learning, and as Simon writes, should be used in a way that cultivates curiosity, creativity, and resilience. From 2SER, I'm Gilbert Sihan.